Hack the Entrepreneur is part of Rainmaker FM, the digital business podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm. Today's episode is brought to you by Hack the Entrepreneur, the book, How to Stop Procrastinating, Build a Business, and Do Work That Matters. Are you stuck and don't know what to do next? Grab a copy of this book and I will be your personal mastermind coach and mentor, and I will give you the guidance and the kick in the ass that you need today. Do you want to do work that matters? If you want to work on projects that make a real impact and have meaning to you and others, this book will let you discover your true value. Do you also want to control your destiny? If you want to design a lifestyle that puts you in control of your time and income, this book is absolutely for you. This book is not a best of or a greatest hits of all my episodes. This is you learning specifically from 50 brilliant entrepreneurs and myself. I love how the internet has changed mine and my family's life, and I cannot wait to help you start, build, and grow your very own online business. Plus, it has a special foreword by none other than Chris Brogan. Grab your copy today at htebook.com. It is just $2.99 on Amazon right now. That's htebook.com, or go straight to Amazon and search Hack the Entrepreneur.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for stopping by today. I'm your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today is a fitness buff, nerd, writer, publisher, rebel leader, and an entrepreneur. He is the founder of NerdFitness.com, a fitness community that helps desk jockeys improve their health and well-being. His mission is to show people that adventures are not just for superheroes and that improving your life is always a possibility. He's been a guest lecturer at Google and Facebook and is a regular speaker at Vanderbilt University. His book that comes out today, January 12th, 2016, has the brilliant title of Level Up Your Life and provides a blueprint for turning your life into a massive video game by prioritizing adventure, growth, and happiness. He is the ultimate proof that geeks can deadlift too. Now, let's hack Steve Camp. Today's episode of Hack the Entrepreneur is brought to you by Taxify, effortless sales tech software for small and mid-sized businesses. We've all heard the horror stories. Some of them, myself included, have actually witnessed this firsthand, and it really hurts. But we've all heard the horror stories of an acquisition going south because of paperwork that was not taken care of. When it comes to taxes, those worrying days are over. Taxify has 35 years of expertise to help you navigate the 45 states that require sales tax. It's an affordable, convenient tool that integrates seamlessly with the platforms that you already use and love to sell your products. Hack the Entrepreneur listeners can try out Taxify for free today, like right now. Jump on over to taxify.co. That's right, not .com. That's taxify.co/hack. You will get a 1 month free trial of Taxify. Plus, special bonus, Hack the Entrepreneur listeners only, you will receive 20% off your entire first year. This means if you act right now, you'll get Taxify support for your January filing. No credit card is required, and you'll be on your way to getting sales tax out of the way in just minutes. Go to taxify.co/hack. right now and grab your free 1 month trial. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. And today we have a very, very special guest. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, what's up, man? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely my pleasure. This is going to be a blast.
We're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe.
We are.
Okay, good.
All right, Steve, let's jump into it.
I'm in.
Steve, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me, what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
Ooh, that is a great question. Something I do probably differently than many is consistent persistence. I have been writing articles on Nerd Fitness for 7 years now, and it's publishing 2 articles a week, every week, for those 7 years. So I've consistently worked and honed my craft and built the community and structured this company now around it. But it's something that I've it's a focal point. Like, I have to write, and writing is what brings in new readers, and readers is what helps me build the business. So that's something I've always focused on. And then another thing in line with that consistent persistence is really focusing on my own personal health. You know, I've spent years living out of a backpack and traveling. I've turned this into a company. I've, you know, pulled off some pretty crazy projects. And I don't think any of that would have been possible if I didn't take care of myself physically. So like, regardless of what is happening, I make sure I hit, you know, 4 workouts every week. I make sure I eat properly and get enough sleep. And like, those things are just non-negotiable. And as a result of that, I have to put many other things on the side, you know, on back burners, but consistently persisting with my content and consistently persisting with my health and fitness, I think, are the two things that's allowed me to take Nerd Fitness from where it was when I started 7 or 8 years ago to where it is now.
Nice. I love it. So these, I guess, are two things that you wouldn't consider. Well, there's one of them obviously isn't something that you could delegate out or outsource, which is your health. As I said it, I realized what I was saying. But the first one being the 2 articles a week. So you still personally write 2 articles per week on the site every week?
I do. You know, it's scaled back a little bit recently just with this, you know, some other projects that we've worked on, specifically this book I have. But yeah, it was for 7 years, I think I published 750 articles, wow, many of which are 2,000 to 3,000 or words or longer. So, I mean, it is a crazy amount of content with, you know, PubMed-backed research and, you know, nerdy metaphors and personal experiences and things like that. And only very recently, I would say within the past 6 months or so, have I started to kind of pull back a little bit on the content just to make the company that has sprung up around Nerd Fitness a little bit more well-rounded and a little less reliant on me should anything happen, or, you know, just kind of make us a healthier company.
Yeah, I love it. How did you come up with the whole, like, the nerd aspect of the
fitness? It's funny. I, like many people, I was working a traditional job that I wasn't cut out for and stumbled across Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. And in it, he talks about finding a social group you're part of and something that you're good at and kind of combining the two. And at that point, I had spent a few years training and getting stronger and healthier and wanted to help other beginners that didn't have the years to make the mistakes that I had made. But I was also a fan of online role-playing games like World of Warcraft and EverQuest, and had built my own computer, would actually drive from job site to job site reading Harry Potter in between making sales calls. So, and I was raised on a Nintendo. So the nerd culture aspect of it was just something that I felt was a part of me. And I thought that was a group of people that was, you know, that I could speak to in our language and be like, oh man, like you can still be nerdy and love the things that you love, but it's also really important for you to take care of yourself. And I don't come at you as an expert, but rather somebody that has the same nerdy values and ideals that you do. But I also have found a way to efficiently get fit and take care of myself and feel good about myself while still having time to play the video games and read comics and books and things like that.
Yeah, it's so smart though. Like, it really, really, because I said it to you off air, I think, but I mean, fitness isn't like, I'm not your market sort of thing, but my wife totally is. And so I've seen her looking at like 100 different sites in your sort of market. But if there's one site that I ever remember from years and years and years ago and all the way through, it's like Nerd Fitness. It's like so branded so well. And it just, it like, it's so different. Like, you had to know that you were obviously going to like put some lots of people off that weren't going to be into it. But the people that were going to be super into it.
Yeah, it's funny. Some people are like, oh, so, you know, were you calculating your thoughts on like how big the group was? And, you know, I was like, no, really, like I'm just a nerd and I wanted to help people. And then, you know, thanks to now the success of Marvel and the popularity of Star Wars, like kind of being fit and nerdy is cool. It's like it's in now. But 8 years ago when I started this, I was just something I wanted to do, and it was people I wanted to help. So like, instead of going after people that were already looking for fitness information, like I went after the people that needed the help but didn't necessarily know that they needed it yet. So, you know, it's the guys that are 300 pounds or 400 pounds, or the women that are underweight, overweight, and they just had their first kid, or they're finally like, man, I'm fed up. Like, I want to feel better about myself and I need to do something and I don't know where to turn. And all these other websites, these infomercials are pissing me off and giving me bad information. I want a Nerd Fitness to kind of be like that beacon of hope for these people and give them an opportunity to learn from somebody that they could trust, in a way that spoke their language and provide them with information that they could act upon immediately so that they could start seeing results and kind of start building some momentum.
Yeah, I love it. Not people who even knew they were looking for it, but
exactly.
They needed it.
They needed it. They needed it. And nobody wants to hear that. But eventually everybody comes to a point like, man, maybe they had a kid or their dad, you know, something happens and they're just like, I got to do something about this, but I've never worked out a day before in my life. Where the heck do I go? Like, they're not going to go to bodybuilding.com. They're not going to go to, they're not going to go to their local CrossFit. Like, they're probably terrified of going into a gym in a purse. And like, I get it. It can be really difficult if you're self-conscious and struggle with lack of confidence. So I want a Nerd Fitness to be the home, like kind of like that safe place for these people. It's like, hey, come here, join our group of people. We'll support you. We'll help you get the info you need. There's no bad questions because we've all been there. And let's get you started on your journey.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so your journey in like entrepreneurship, you started as an employee. Nerd Fitness was completely like a side hustle type thing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then what, 5 years, just over 5 years ago, you went completely full time.
Yeah. It's,
which is,
man, it seems like so long ago. What happened? So my journey was kind of interesting in that the first job out of college was a traditional sales job in an industry that I wasn't fit for, in a position that I wasn't very good at. And unsurprisingly, I was quite terrible at it and very unhappy. I then moved from there into a job that paid me far less, but I was so happy with it. It was so much more aligned with my skills and the things that I was excited about. And then from there, while working at that job, I had finally worked up the courage to take that domain I had purchased, nerdfitness.com, and start working on it as a side hobby. And over about 2 years or so, the side hobby slowly built up and improved and increased. And eventually back in June of 2010, I decided to quit the day job and focus full time on Nerd Fitness as my only source of income. And from there, it has now expanded to a point where we have, including myself, 8 full-time employees that have all joined the team within the past 2 to 3 years or so. So I spent 2 years as a solo entrepreneur, traveling around the world, doing fun things. And then since then, I've kind of shifted my focus, taking inspiration from Richard Branson, who has been able to build a great company and have a lot of fun at the same time, and decided that's the type of company I'm trying to build with Nerd Fitness as well.
Nice. Can you remember the last time that you wished you weren't the boss of it all? And that you just...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it happens for sure. Every one of those different stages on my entrepreneurial journey has had its ups and downs. Working a traditional job where I could leave and come home and not have to think about it until the next day gave me that brief few hours of escape until I went to bed, but I wasn't happy. The next one, I was very happy, but it didn't provide me with enough money, or it didn't provide me with a tremendous amount of money. And then Nerd Fitness being a full-time thing, when it was just me, there was no headaches of, oh man, I'm now responsible for 7 other people who have families and wives and husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends and pets and kids and whatever. But I was also doing everything myself and not sleeping as much as I would have liked. So now it's at the point where the challenges are in like the contract negotiations, learning how to become a better boss for my team members, and delegating enough when I'm giving up things that, you know, I have done myself for 7 years. Those parts have been very challenging. And there's definitely been some moments where I'm like, oh, you know, I wish I had kept things smaller, made things easier. But after that's done, I'm like, I'm so happy with the direction we're going and so excited to see what it can become.
Nice. And with delegating, let's move into work. So every blog post now, Steve, every expert, right, talks the whole 80-20 rule. Do 20%, get 80% of the results, do what you're good at, and delegate the rest. Steve, could you tell me something that you are absolutely not good at in your business?
Yes. I'm actually quite terrible at a lot of things, specifically organization and any sort of procedures or operations. Like, I am just awful. Like, you know, I was on a call earlier today, or a call not today, but recently, about something operationally focused, and like somebody on my team had to like as if I was like a cat not paying attention, like, Steve, you know, are you listening? I was like, I'm sorry, like, you guys started talking about numbers and this other thing, and I just kind of spaced out for about 10 minutes. So like, I think the team has come to learn, like, there are certain things that I'm good at and certain things that I'm awful at, and organization and operations are definitely two of those things. So as I built my team out, those are the big focuses that I wanted to build things around, because everything definitely cannot run through me and I can't be the one checking in on people, because those things will never get done.
Did you, looking back on it now, do you think that you realized that about yourself too late? Or like, did it take some like serious like missteps and being like, oh, wow, I'm not actually, I shouldn't be in charge of this at all?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I realized that some of it along the way. When I started, unfortunately, I had no other alternative. I couldn't afford to hire anybody else, so I just kind of begrudgingly had to do everything. I remember it, like, even for my first year, like, if people wanted to interview me, I was just like, okay, cool. And I just remembered it. I didn't even have a calendar, because I was like, who would write things like... And then I missed like 3 of them in one day, because I just I woke up and it completely blanked and like spent the day playing video games or something. And I got these really angry emails from people saying like, dude, what happened? Like, we were supposed to do an interview. We were getting on this phone call. And I was like, wow, okay, I definitely need to bring some structure and organization to this life I'm living. And then I just kind of struggled through it for a while until I could finally bring on some help. Like, can you just help me keep a calendar organized and make sure like bills are paid on time and making sure that like our emails go out in the right way? Like, all these things that I had been doing myself and probably so many mistakes slipping through the cracks, until I could finally get to the point where it's like, okay, I need help on these things. And as soon as I removed myself as that bottleneck, everything got way better. Everything got done. I showed up on time to things, whatever. It's like, okay, clearly I was awful at that, or I was trying to do way too many things. And now it's just like, I've lesson learned. Like, I don't do it.
And from there till now, do you get to play less or more video games?
Oh, that's it. I go through phases. So I have a very addictive personality. Like, when I used to play a game called EverQuest and then EverQuest 2, I mean, I would go to work for 8 hours and then come home and play EverQuest for 6 to 8 hours and then go to bed. Like, it was a second full-time job. And it wasn't until my computer like literally blew up on me. It was a computer I had built and the fans inside it burned out. And as a result, it fried the motherboard and I couldn't afford to fix it. And that's when I started, like, Nerd Fitness was like the next day after that. I was like, I cannot play another video game until I turn this into a company, because I'm just wasting away my existence in this game that is not truly bringing me what I'm trying to pull off in this, you know, game we call life. So these days I still play video games. Like, I just recently beat Tomb Raider and looking forward to playing the most recent Assassin's Creed that came out this past fall. But I have to like pick and choose my battles and do them. Like, if I know like I have a lighter month than a previous month, like, I can start playing a game then, because I know if I get hooked on it, I can play it until I beat it and like get it out of my system. But if I have access to all these games all the time during these busy months, like, it's danger, because there's nobody sitting around in my apartment telling me, Steve, don't play this. It's on me, you know? which is scary, but I've found a way to balance it. It's taken about 5 years, but I feel like I have a good balance now.
Nice. From EverQuest 2 to nerdfitness.com.
Right.
Those things don't make sense when they happen, but if that computer never would have broke, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
Yeah, it's that call to action moment in my hero's journey that kind of needed to happen.
Exactly. All right. While we're on work, you now have 8 employees across 8 different states, and I believe you said 4 different time zones.
Yeah.
You have some big projects and probably some big goals and ambitions that you want for Nerd Fitness. So that means you obviously have to kind of accomplish a lot in a day and in a week. So today's a work day. I would love it if you could walk through, say, like the first 30 or 60 minutes of a work day, from like waking up till kind of setting yourself up to get the things done that you need to get done today.
Sure. Great question. So I try to wake up between 6 and 6:30 or so. I just found that being an early riser really helps me get the things done that I need to get done. So I'm up at about 6:30. The first thing that I do is sit down on my couch and use the Headspace app on my phone to do a 15-minute guided meditation. I'm on a few months streak right now, which is the longest I've ever stuck with, I think, anything. And I found it's been really helpful. So once I get through that for about 15 minutes, I'll pick up my Kindle and I'll read 15 to 30 minutes, maybe about 30 minutes or so, of a book that is either, you know, self-help or fitness-focused, behavioral psychology, something that gets my brain going and excited about what I'm trying to, you know, something that I'm trying to improve my life with or improve the health of my business. I'll then sit down at my computer, I'll make a cup of coffee, put in some headphones, use a program called Escape to block all time-wasting websites from my browser, because again, I have no self-control and addictive personality. So I have to, like, almost like putting horse blinders on me, blocking those things from my site. I sign off any chat programs I'm in. And I try to write the first thing in the morning. So it's how I, that's how I wrote my book. That's how I write the articles for Nerd Fitness. It's kind of like clearing anything out of my schedule. And I let everybody in my team know, like, don't talk to me until about 11.
Wow.
11:30 or so. So like I try to write from 7:30 or 8 until 10. And then at 10, I hit the gym. 10:30, I hit the gym, come home from the gym, make a healthy meal, eat a healthy meal, or hit up, you know, Chipotle somewhere near my apartment here in New York City. And then, yeah, the second half of the day is really focused on making sure, checking in with different team members and, you know, signing off on certain projects or processes that are moving forward and things like that. But first thing in the morning is meditate, read, and then write.
Nice. So are you still using that time to write even though your book is complete now? You just move it into blog posts and guest posts?
Now it's into blog posts. I mean, the biggest challenge was I would write in the morning and then I would try to write blog posts in the afternoon, and I did it, but I was definitely getting stretched thin in the creative brain power, willpower department. So now that the book is done, I still find it's very important for me to write every morning. Like it's a habit that it's almost like a muscle, like the creative muscle that I'm trying to work out. If I don't do it every morning, it makes it tougher and tougher for me to get back into writing an article. Whereas if I just sit down and write, even if I don't have anything to say, as I start writing, the creative juices start flowing and it gives me a much better opportunity to finally start creating some content once I get through the first, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so of just kind of trying to grind it out.
Yeah. Sounds like you've really kind of got a good handle on it. As soon as we're done this call, I'm downloading the Escape app.
it's pretty great. And anytime like you go to the websites that you like hit Command T and then F for Facebook and hit enter, and it's like, this website is not available. You're like, what happened to the, you do it so subconsciously that it's like you don't even realize it until you've been lost in like a, you know, a black hole of cat videos and things on Reddit. And like, how did I get here? You know? So blocking those things before they even have an opportunity to take hold, or not having you require to use any willpower to say, no, I'm not going to go check out this website, I think really, really helps in the getting things done department for sure.
Totally. Yeah. And being aware of those weaknesses that you have.
Absolutely.
And admitting them to yourself. That's great. So let's move on to projects. So projects is a very loose term, Steve. You could take it as your new book coming out, or when you wanted to launch the Academy in Nerd Fitness, or anything you want to do within the business now. I would love to know what your process is, whether it's an internal process within you or whether it's a written process within the business. But how do you, as Nerd Fitness, decide that a project is worth your time, energy, and resources at this point?
Well, through a lot of trial and error and trying many projects in the past that didn't work out, I feel like we've got a good system in place now as a team where, you know, we're trying to put out do a few major projects a year. Let's say three major projects a year. So this past year, it was me writing the book, Nerd Fitness Yoga, and building a team with Nerd Fitness. The year before that, it was Camp Nerd Fitness and the Nerd Fitness Academy. You know, this upcoming year, we're trying to launch, you know, some other online courses and have some potentially other in-person events that we can pull off. But it starts with kind of me sitting down with specific team members, and we call ourselves the Jedi Council, because I thought that was better than like executive team. So we have our Jedi Council at Nerd Fitness that we kind of sit and talk through and be like, okay, you know, 6 months from now, we should be putting out our next course or our next event or whatever. What are we excited about right now? Like, what is a hole in our library or a hole in our offerings that we are currently not serving our community with? And is that something that we can provide to them in a unique experience that they can't find anywhere else? And we started kind of tossing around, but internally, there's a guy on our team who is like our product developer kind of lead. So he kind of takes the reins and puts some ideas down, then bounce it off some other team members. From there, we put together a survey and send it out to our community, gauge their interests, but really get it to a point where it's like, okay, there is excitement around this. We know we can provide help to people in a unique way. We have the resources to pull it off. And we know this is going to be a net positive result for us as a company or us as a community. So, you know, although Camp Nerd Fitness might not make nearly as much money as any other online course that we put together, and it requires significantly more time, energy, and effort of the entire team because it's an in-person event that takes place over a long weekend, the net positive effect on the community And the goodwill that we're building, I think, with our community members is certainly worth all of those things invested. So, you know, we try to look at it from those perspectives. Like, can we provide a cool opportunity to help people in a unique way? Do we have the resources to pull it off? And are we excited about it? And if we can check all of those boxes, then we start to make, you know, real serious progress on it, whether it's starting to hire contractors for certain projects or having our developer lay out the user experience for it. If we need to film videos, start writing scripts, things like that. But we have a pretty good idea that what we're going to put out is going to be successful. And we try to bounce it off community members so that they're aware that it's coming, and then kind of gather their feedback as we go along. And then we'll put it out there, gather feedback from the people that have purchased it, try to improve it, and then release it on a more, you know, permanent basis a few months after that, once we know how people have done and shown that we can help people, those early adopters, you know, have had success. We can then move on to share their stories with everybody else.
Nice. I like this. So two big projects per year, determine what it is, then kind of give each project like its own unique sort of metric, meaning that like a live event might not be like financially super like rewarding for the company, but it could be like a really cool opportunity for the audience. Sure. And so it really helps, right? So therefore it's successful. And then, so for something like, say, a new online training course, or like when you launch the academy, mm-hmm. you said then at the very end, like an incremental sort of basis, like sort of, do you sort of like pilot something out, get feedback, and then rather than like, we're going to work for 6 months on this and like tell nobody and then put it out there and like, oh, it's just like crickets.
What's the academy has gone through many iterations and been updated and improved many times, which was very different than what we did with Nerd Fitness Yoga. We knew Nerd Fitness Yoga was going to be successful just due to the people, you know, so many people asking for it, and we know how helpful and beneficial it would be to our community. So that was a different, that one we made the decision to kind of go to work on it for 6 months and invest, you know, a decent amount of money, nothing that jeopardized the company in any way, but a decent amount of money up front. And then we unleashed it on the community and let them know that this was coming, and they got really excited about it. I think moving forward, it really depends on the event. Like when we did camp, you know, I had to gauge interest before I put down a $150,000 deposit on a campground for something that was going to happen 12 months after that. So, you know, 18 months before our first camp, I was gauging interest from community members like, hey, if I put together a camp, would you guys come to this? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, okay, well, of those people, maybe a few of them will actually show up. So if we can get enough people saying, yes, I'm in 100% at this price range, okay, I now feel confident enough to move forward with this type of event. Whereas I felt I had to get more information to kind of mitigate the risk on the in-person event. Whereas with the digital offerings and the community that we have, the size that we have, understanding what the audience is and what they wanted gave me a lot more confidence. And also, thanks to the experience of the academy, gave us a lot more confidence to put months into a product and then announce it to them instead of kind of slowly dripping it to them. And then, you know, doing beta programs and pilot programs, et cetera, et cetera. Like yoga was a complete program that we're really proud of to this day. And I know it helps a lot of people, but it was done in a very different way than the academy. So it's kind of like a pick and choose basis, which made it very difficult the first time we did anything in each of these respective ways. But now I feel like we have the confidence and the experience to attack any project, heading down any one of these paths, and have a kind of a good blueprint to follow.
Yeah. And so correct me totally if I'm wrong, but the academy is gamified within it?
It is. Yeah. So
has that helped?
Totally. So in such
I may a, have just lost everybody listening, but
in such a great way. So everybody loves a checklist. And, you know, like when everybody makes a to-do list, the first thing they put on their to-do list is like create a to-do list so they can have the satisfying feeling of crossing off the first thing on their list, right? That is the exact same philosophy behind why video games are so addictive. And, you know, almost like the idea of, you know, like, oh, buy 9, get the 10th free for whatever, if you're buying something or you're part of some rewards program and they always like punch the first two holes for you. Like, it's this idea of like, you're already journeying down this path. So in our academy, and now thanks to this book, Level Up Your Life, anybody can create a character at Nerd Fitness for free. Create a character that you can pick kind of like what your alter ego is and how you're interested in training. And then there's a series of quests to complete, like, you know, go for a mile walk, don't drink a soda for a week, complete your first set of 10 pushups, whatever it may be. And as you're completing these quests, and they all have nerdy names and fun backstories, but as you complete these quests and missions, you actually earn experience points, and then your character will literally level up. Like, a pop-up pops on the screen, a sound goes off, and it's like, congratulations, you've reached level 2. And you'd be surprised at what people will do to see that level 2. And as a formerly addicted online multiplayer video gamer, I totally get it. Except now we're getting people addicted to this idea of improving themselves and taking those same game mechanics that kind of keep people prisoner, instead applying those same game mechanics and behavioral psychology things to get people to improve themselves.
So awesome. You've literally created your own video game.
Yep.
It's so awesome.
I pretty much took EverQuest and removed me having to click a mouse, and instead has me doing push-ups and pull-ups and things like that.
Oh, man, you're awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Steve. I want to wrap up with one last question for you. This idea that I'm playing with, calling the entrepreneurial gap. So as entrepreneurs, dreamers, as people wanting to do big things, we have this tendency to always sort of throw our successes into the future, right? So in 1 month or 2 months, I guess it is, when your book comes out, or today, I guess, when this comes out, when your book comes out, you'll be successful. But right before you hit that, you set 5 loftier goals into the future, right? When you do this amount of revenue in 6 months, you'll be successful. But right before you hit that, you set loftier goals into the future. This is something we have to do, I agree. But sometimes we get stuck in this gap type area where we're never quite happy with where we are because our success is always ahead of us. So, Steve, you've come a long ways from a job you hate through a job you liked to full-time with Nerd Fitness and now 8 employees. I'm sure you have lots of big goals and ambitions for Nerd Fitness, and that's awesome.
World domination.
Exactly. But right now, I would love it if you would stop, turn around, and look back at everything you've done, the wins, the losses, the highs, the lows, and tell me how you feel about your journey up until today.
God, I love that, because you're absolutely right in that, like, I wrote a book, like I signed a book deal, and I've been waiting for this day I signed the deal like 2 years ago, and it's a book I've been wanting to write forever, and I've been thinking about it, and like the book is out now, that's something, and I'm already thinking like, what's next, and how do we capitalize on this, and where do we grow, and how do we do it? So you just kind of like gave me that good, kind slap in the face, like, hey dude, like, look back, things have gone pretty well. I am really proud of what I built, and it is very tough for me to look backwards. And it truly wasn't until you just said this that I'm now taking a few minutes to think in that direction. I'm really proud of what I've been able to put together. And I think even more importantly than what I built is I'm really proud of being able to get out of the way too. Started Nerd Fitness. It was just me writing articles. And then we added some message boards and decided to call our community the Rebellion in honor of Star Wars. And then I kind of relinquished control of the message boards and handed it off to some moderators. And I said, like, you guys are in charge now. Like, I want you to run this community as if it was your own, because it is your own, and tell me how I can improve it and what we can do better. Since then, I've been hiring people and been relinquishing control in a lot of things and saying, like, what can we do better and how can I better assist you in improving this community or your experience on this team? And it's pretty damn awesome. You know, I feel like I get to wake up every day doing things that I'm excited about, and I'm lucky and happy that the things that I'm excited about also happen to make other people's lives better. In addition to that, I've provided jobs for a handful of people that can take care of their families and take care of themselves. And all of us together are building alongside our fellow community members, a community that I think has truly made people's interactions with Nerd Fitness, you know, their lives are positively impacted as a result of stumbling across Nerd Fitness. So, you know, if tomorrow is it, I feel like, if tomorrow is the game over screen, I feel like pretty confident and content with where I've been, understanding that I still have a long way to go too, if I can do the things I think we're capable of doing as a community.
Beautiful answer, man.
Thanks.
That's awesome. So Steve, we've got to talk about this book of yours that comes out today. You've been working on it for years. Could you now specifically tell the listener where to go get themselves a copy?
Yeah, it's called Level Up Your Life, and it is literally how I've gamified my life and used those same games, books, and movies that I used to use as an escape, instead using them as education and inspiration to help me get healthier, have some fun adventures, and live a life I'm truly proud of. So you can go to levelupyourlife.com and create your own character and start tracking your own quests and start leveling up your life like right now, which is a pretty good time to get started.
Yeah, that's awesome. So levelupyourlife.com, I will link to that in the show notes, as well as Nerd Fitness and the Escape app and Headspace. Yeah, good luck with the book. Congratulations on everything you've done.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
And thanks so much for taking the time to stop by today. And please just keep doing what you're doing, Steve, because it is awesome and inspiring to watch, man.
Thank you very much. I truly feel honored and proud to be a part of a great team and in a small part of a great community. So I appreciate the ability and the opportunity to share this story with you and your listeners, man.
Wow, that was a lot of fun. Steve, thank you so much for joining me. And out there listening, Steve's book comes out today, unless you're listening after January 12th, the date of this publish. But his book, I cannot recommend it enough. Level Up Your Life. What more can you say for the start of a new year? So the conversation was quick. It was fast. And I feel like we even maybe leveled up a little ourselves. It was really, really cool. I had 8 different places that I had marked down as potential ideas to go back on. Then I went through the conversation again. And when I went back the second time, there was 6 times. Then there was 4. Then there was 3, then there was 2. Then I went through one more time, and there was this one thing that stood out that Steve said that just stood out to me so, so much. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
It starts with kind of me sitting down with specific team members, and we call ourselves the Jedi Council, because I thought that was better than like executive team. So we have our Jedi Council at Nerd Fitness that we kind of sit and talk through and be like, okay, you know, 6 months from now, we should be putting out our next course or our next event or whatever. What are we excited about right now? Like, what is a hole in our library or a hole in our offerings that we are currently not serving our community with? And is that something that we can provide to them in a unique experience that they can't find anywhere else? And we start kind of tossing around, but internally, there's a guy on our team who is like our product developer kind of lead. So he kind of takes the reins and puts some ideas down, then bounce it off some other team members. From there, we put together a survey and send it out to our community, gauge their interests, but really get it to a point where it's like, okay, there is excitement around this. We know we can provide help to people in a unique way. We have the resources to pull it off. And we know this is going to be a net positive result for us as a company or us as a community.
And that's the hack. Steve, this is brilliant. I love this. The simplicity, so it's not easy what you're saying, but it is a very simple, methodical sort of approach to new product development. So you sit down with your Jedi Council. I have to say that calling it a Jedi Council is really, really cool. Quote unquote cool. It's really not cool. It's quite nerdy. I'm not a super Star Wars fan, but I love the approach of it's true. Why call it an executive council? Just because everybody else does. It's your company. Call it what you will. And it caused your business to thrive. I love that. But then thinking 6 months out, what are we sort of lacking? And what do we like? What's a hole in our offerings? And also, what are we excited about? That's so. And then once you think of things, think of if you can provide that, if you have the resources to provide this to your audience, to your customers in a unique way that nobody else can do. I love that. That's a small little approach at the end to think of, but that's so, so, so important. And it's great. And then you do the whole, basically, it's almost like a pre-sell sort of idea, which we've talked about before and which always makes sense, which is then, okay, we have this idea, we can do it, we have the resources in 6 months, and we think we can provide a unique offering of it. So then promote that unique offering through, say, a survey to your audience, to your email list, to social media, whoever your people are, wherever they are. Hopefully they're on an email list. It's the best way to do this. But send them out and actually tell them about it and see if they would be interested. You can even take it a step further and put up like a landing page with a buy button. Offer it at a lower price if you wish. And this will, because sometimes people will tell you that they really want to buy stuff, but when it comes time to hit a buy button and put their credit card in, they don't necessarily want to. But this is product validation before putting in the time, energy, resources to actually develop this course out or develop this product out or develop out this like whole community that he built or when he does the in-person events. So this is an excellent, excellent approach to new product development. And I thank you so much for it, Steve. All right. This has been a blast. Thank you so much. Hacktheentrepreneur.com is the website. You will see Steve's show notes on there. I will link to everything again, Nerd Fitness, his book, Level Up Your Life, which is also at levelupyourlife.com or Amazon, but I will link to it for you in the show notes so it's easy to find, as well as the Escape app and the Headspace app that you can check out if you want to take some of Steve's advice. But it's been a blast. I super, super appreciate you stopping by. I know you have a lot of options, and it's just really cool that you spent it with me again today. So take care. And until next time, please keep hacking the entrepreneur.